The Department of Public Instruction has set up the task force. Its special emphasis will be on Milwaukee, which has about 10% of the state's students, but more than half of the Wisconsin kids who habitually skip school. State School Superintendent Elizabeth Burmaster says there's no simple answer to reducing truancy.
All communities face issues related to truancy. It is a statewide issue as well. What is so heartening to me is that in Milwaukee, people are not in denial about the problem.
But Burmaster and her task force for now are not setting specific goals on how much they can reduce truancy over the next year or two. Some task force members suggest the need for more state dollars, getting kids engaged in learning early, and giving special attention when students are trying to make the transition to middle and high schools. Milwaukee County District Attorney Michael McCann also says there are 18 to 20,000 kids who are truant from Milwaukee schools on a typical day. Yet his office only gets about 300 referrals a year under a truancy reporting law.
Why are we have so few referrals? Obviously, some principals have decided not to use the truancy law. I see these youngsters. They're pouring into the prison, the ones that don't finish high school, because there's no opportunity for them.
The truancy task force also promises to get more input from students. Milwaukee High School senior Christian Alburis says the truants he knows of find other things more exciting than school.
Some of the kids are, you know, stealing cars and getting into drugs and all types of stuff, so I don't know. It varies.
The statewide task force will reconvene for a truancy summit in about 2 months. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.